Master.
Shalom Chavirim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. I hope you're doing well today. I'm going to be airing a previously recorded interview with Dr. Jeffrey Seif in just a little while, and somebody's going to have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. So stay with me, and I'll be right back. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shabbat. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. Was the booming voice of Jonathan Sattel from the Sattel Gallery. Well, thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shemaya Israel. We're a Messianic synagogue made up of Jews and Gentiles. You'll hear more about that in a few minutes. We're located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half a mile south of Empire Boulevard. And if you're living in the Buffalo, New York area, why don't you check out Congregation Brith Hadashah. They are at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst, and their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30, and here in Rochester, our services are every Saturday at 10 a.m. If you come into Congregation Shemaya Israel, you'll want to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, and it's right at Shema, and it's open at noon on Saturdays, and on Tuesdays from 11 to 3, and Wednesdays from 3 to 7, and it's where you can get CDs and prayer shawls and shofars, books about sharing Messiah, cards, and jewelry. Well, how about we go to some more music right now? Let's set the stage right now. Spirit of fear and death, we cast you out in the name of Yeshua. This is John Waller from the CD. As for me and my house, our God reigns here.
Got it.
affliction, infirmity, I command you to live in Jesus' name.
Shem Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua. That's really a powerful song. Again, that was John Waller from the CD As For Me and My House. Our God reigns here. The battle is already won. You know, there's too many people walking around with fear, and the enemy would love to keep you in a state of fear, because as long as you're all scared and anxious, you're not going to go forward and do the will of God. And I'm telling you, the scriptures say that perfect love casts out fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so trust in the Lord at all times, and don't let fear take over. And if you are all bound up with fear, repent. Say, Lord God, in Yeshua's name, I am so sorry that I've been giving into fear, and I repent and I cast it out right now in the name of Yeshua. I renounce it. And then resist it. And don't let the spirit of fear take over in your life. You can keep fear away. In Yeshua's name. Wow. Well, this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. And A, I'm just a nice Jewish girl who loves Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. And you know what I love about being part of a Messianic congregation? The fact that we can come together as Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah. It's so exciting. Here's Joel Chernoff.
Gentile, born in Messiah, born in Yeshua, born in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, born in Messiah, born in Yeshua's love. Jew and Gentile, born in Messiah, born in Yeshua, born in the olive tree. Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love. Help us, Father, to love one another with humble hearts, forgiving each other. Heal our wounds, bind us together, so the world might Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love, one in Yeshua's love.
Jill Turnup. And that, my friends, is one of the joys of being part of a Messianic congregation. You know, people have asked, oh, do you have to be Jewish to go there? No, 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 no. We're about half and half, not like a non-dairy or half and half. But anyway, we're like half Jewish and half Gentile. And we just all come together as one mishpacha or mishpocha. That means family in Yiddish. We're one in Messiah. It's really exciting. I kind of like it. No, actually, I love it. Listen, did you know that Bagels and Blessings is also sponsored by Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa? Well, I'm telling you, maybe you'd like a new hairdo or you'd like a gift to give that special lady in your life? Well, let me tell you, you can get a massage, a facial, a manicure, a pedicure, and like I said, a brand new hairdo at Favors Harem Salon and Spa. They have two locations. One of them is on West Henrietta Road, just up the street from Marketplace Mall. The number there is 585-359-2249, 359-2249. And then there's one in Fairport in Packets Landing on the Canal, and the Fairport number is 585-223-5850, 585-223-5850. Come on into Pharaoh's Harem today, and you will be treated like royalty. Well, you know, it's important to know that when Yeshua came into your life, He has forgiven you. So you must learn to forgive yourself too. You are forgiven, my friends.
I could see it in your eyes. You've been taken by surprise. You'll be forgiven. It is something from inside. From the Lord you'll never hide. You'll be forgiven. He's in every step you take.
Bagels and Blessings is also sponsored by Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Give them a call today at 889-7840. They are a family-owned and operated business with over 30 years' experience in the heating and cooling profession. Give them a call today. They will take care of all your heating needs. 889-7840. That's the important thing, my friends. Remember that if you are faithful and just to confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive you. And once the Lord has forgiven you, you must also forgive yourself, because the Lord loves you and His mercies are new every morning. Amen? Yes. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. I am so excited to be on the air and bring you this exciting music. In just a little while, somebody's going to have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. Yeah, it might be from Bagelland, or it might be from Soho Bagel in Stone Ridge Plaza. I had to think for a minute there. My brain went out to sleep for a moment there, but it woke right back up. Okay, how about we do some more music? I love this new song. This is Corey Bell from Or HaOlam. This is Hatov Shimcha. Thank you. Also sponsored by New Birth Computers. If you're having any trouble whatsoever with your computer, please call Bruce Bay at 585-293-3407. Send him an email at newbirthcomputers@rochester.rr.com. He'll even pay the sales tax portion of your bill if you mention that you heard this ad on Bagels and Blessings, and he'll take care of all your computer needs. Again, that was Corey Bell from the CD Or HaOlam, HaTov Shimcha. You know, that's a sweet song that reminds us of the Lord's goodness. And it gets us thinking about being thankful. You know, we're going to be doing Thanksgiving in a few weeks. And of course, we should be thanking the Lord every day for our blessings. But for some people that don't know the Lord, this is the only time of the year that they actually sit back and think about their blessings and think about, you know, just what they're thankful for. And I'm asking you right now to prayerfully consider just thanking God for the blessings that He's provided for your family. You have electricity today. You have food on the table. You have clothes. You have an apartment or a house to live in. Thank Him for these blessings, for the Lord is so good. Amen. Amen. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. And now, how about a word from one of my sponsors, Odell Family Chiropractic?
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh. one out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the four Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
And that sounds like a really good idea. I can tell you, I've been going to Odell now for about 3 years, and I am so much better. Oh, my goodness. I love to dance. I mean, if it isn't line dancing or tap dancing, it's Davidic Israeli folk dancing. With all that dancing, I can't afford to have my knees and hips and back going out, and Odell just cracks me up. What can I say? Okay, so much for the comedy routine. Seriously, let's get serious. Let's get serious. I'm a Messianic Jew. What does that mean? I'm a Jew that knows the truth about my Messiah. I looked at the prophecies in the Jewish Bible, and then I read the New Covenant for the first time and discovered it's not anti-Semitic whatsoever, and the early followers of Yeshua were Jewish. Yeshua himself said he didn't come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. But you know, the clincher, when I looked at Isaiah 53 in the Jewish Bible, I saw a description of a suffering servant who was wounded and bruised for our sins. Isaiah 53 tells the story. Look at it and you'll see Yeshua the Messiah.
Who has believed our report? And to whom is shown the arm of the Lord? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, a root out of dry ground. There was nothing attractive to draw us to him. He was despised and we did not care. Like sheep, we have all gone astray. Of us has turned to his own way. He was oppressed and afflicted, but did not say a word. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, like a sheep that before its shearers is dumb, so he bridled his own upon him, and by his stripes
Praise God. By your stripes, Yeshua, we are healed. That's a wonderful scripture to remember. The next time you're feeling a little bit under the weather, or when you're praying for someone else, you can just say, by his stripes, you are healed. We were healed. That was Jonathan Sattel. And that song was actually written by Mark Chopinski, who used to be part of the group Israel's Hope, and is recorded here by Jonathan Sattel. Well, now it's time to hear a word from Joel Chernoff about how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? In the Bible, God instructed Israel to use gold for the tabernacle and temple, priestly garments, and artistic designs. It was also used in the scripture as a symbol of wealth and strength. Did you know that now Israel is using gold to cure cancer? The Technion Institute in Haifa has opened a cutting-edge laboratory that is experimenting with laser beams and nanoparticles of gold. The cancer treatment is completely non-invasive and has no side effects because it only zaps the cancer cells and not the healthy tissues. Over 7 million people die each year of cancer. Once again, Israel's efforts will be a wondrous blessing to the nation's families. This is Joel Chernoff. Shalom.
Today, nearly 1 in 3 Israelis live below the poverty line. We have an opportunity to return the many blessings God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael, that's Shemayisrael, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight. I know that Pesach will be...
So, do you need bagels? Do you want bagels? Would you like to win a coupon for bagels? Huh? Huh? Would you? All right, guys, if you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, call 222-2990. That's 222-2990. Who succeeded Moses as a leader of the Israelites? After Moses died, who was the next leader of the Israelites? 222-2990. Call now and you can get a coupon for bagels.
Is getting to me.
All right, you guys, I want to hear those phones ringing off the hook. I know there's hundreds and thousands of people listening to Bagels and Blessings from all over the world. Call 585-222-2990 and tell us all who succeeded Moses as a leader of the Israelites. 222-2990. Call now, because here it comes. I'm willing to give you the bagels. I'm wanting to give you the bagels. And I'm waiting to give you the bagels. Come on. In the meantime, here's Joshua Kaplan, Every Tribe.
Was Abraham's son. You know that Jacob was the name that one day became the sons and the daughters of Zion.
Joseph, Zebulon, Reuben, Simeon, Manasseh, Ephraim, Levi, Judah, Gad, and Asher, Benjamin, Naphtali, Dan, and Issachar. In Yeshua we are one. In Yeshua we are one.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Who succeeded Moses as the leader of the Israelites? Who do we got?
Well, this is Jack.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Jack.
Hi, Jack. What's the answer?
Joshua.
You got it. So you're going to get a coupon for bagels. What do you think about that?
That's pretty neat.
Cool. All right. Did you already give your address out to the board operator? All right, why don't you stay on the line, and he'll take down your information, and I will be happy to send you a coupon for bagels.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Shalom, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks.
You know that Abraham was the chosen one. You know that Isaac was Abraham's son. You know that Jacob was the name that one day became the sons and daughters of Zion.
Joseph, Zebulon, Reuben, Simeon, and Manasseh, Ephraim, Levi, Judah, Gad, and Asher, Benjamin, Naphtali, Dan, and Issachar. In Yeshua we are one. In Yeshua we are one.
That is so cool. I got to tell you, you just can't be sad when there's great music on. When music is praising the Lord, I mean, it makes me so happy. It's got to make you so happy too. This is why I love being on the air. I get to talk about the Jewishness of the gospel. I get to talk about the Messiah, Yeshua, and I get to share this fantastic music with all y'all. And I'm telling you, I'm just loving it Loving it, loving it. All right, well, I've made you wait long enough. This summer, when I went to the Messiah Conference, I brought along my little digital recorder, and I was going nuts, man. I was recording interviews left and right. I came across Dr. Jeffrey Seif. He used to be with Zola Levitt Ministries. He is a renowned Bible scholar, theology professor. He recently joined the staff of the Tree of Life Bible Project. Very interesting man. We had a brief session, so this is not a long interview, but I really wanted to talk with him, and I was so glad that he had time with me. So here's my interview with Dr. Jeffrey Seif.
This is Ethel Chadwick with Bagels and Blessings, and I'm here at the conference with another wonderful, exciting Jewish believer in Yeshua. I have Jeffrey Seif, and he's going to tell me all about how he found his Jewish Messiah. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings, Jeffrey. How are you?
My pleasure, and thank you for that description of exciting. It's nice to hear. I didn't know it was that exciting, but thank you.
Well, people talk. So tell me a little bit about your background. Did you grow up in a traditional Jewish home?
Well, my wife would say I never grew up, but in response to your question, I was raised in a Jewish home.
Growing up is overrated anyway.
I think so. I still want to be a kid at 56.
Amen. Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about your life growing up. Did you have a bar mitzvah? Did you go to synagogue?
Yes, I went to a yeshiva, which is a religious school. I was bar mitzvahed. A German-Jewish background, the closed neighborhood after the Holocaust. Mom was smuggled out of Nazi Germany by nuns, so I had all that going for me.
Oh, my goodness. Were you spiritually seeking as a teenager and as a young adult, or did you have any feeling of God being real in your life at all?
Well, as a teenager, young adult, I was seeking, all right, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You know, this is the hippie era, and, you know, I was kind of raised Jewish religious, but, you know, the hippie movement has come, and I'm more into all that stuff, and so I don't know that I was looking for God. He was looking for me, and he found me, so.
And how did that happen?
Well, you know, I used to go to these rock concerts and what have you, and these people would come up and pass out tracts to be saved to go to heaven, and I'd look at them, polyester suits, crew cuts, my cup of tea. I figured if that's what I have to look like, I'm not joining the religion. But I met some young people that were turned on to Jesus, to use the language of the day, hippie types like myself, and cool people, and we got to talk and open up a Bible, and I ran into one too many of them, I suppose, who kind of pressed me finally to ask the Lord into my heart. Bingo, big change afterward.
And how were you different? How was your life after Jesus or Yeshua different from before?
It's a great question. It's kind of hard to explain it still because it's experiential. It's like describe how a hamburger tastes. I don't know. All I knew is that it sure tasted good when I got it. You know, there's the ask the Lord into my heart, forgive me of my sins, cleaned on the inside, something new, a different kind of feeling, a different kind of disposition. A hunger to get into Scripture, which was never there before, really. You know, a love of God, all kinds of new friends, a community of people, young people turned on to God. I had purpose, vision, focus, orientation, family. I mean, it was just a big package deal.
Did you happen to share this new, exciting discovery with your Jewish family?
Yeah, they weren't nearly as excited as I was, to tell you the truth.
How'd that go?
Well, it went over like a lead balloon, to tell you the truth. They just figured I was crazy, you know, and they might have been a little right in so many ways, but I'm really glad that I got saved, and my parents, you know, weren't pleased. My sisters were barely tolerant, and it took some while for all that stuff to work its way out. You know, it's like knots in the relationship. My parents died since then. My sisters thought I was a little weird, but with the passage of time and circumstance, you know, I'm 56 now, I've become a college professor, earned doctorate, an author, other sorts of things under my belt, so my sister says, okay, you know, you're wrong, but you're just not crazy. It's you develop some kind of mutual respect, but right there at the beginning, it was a bit radical for them.
Wow. So how has God been using you in your life? I know that you mentioned that you're an author, and I know you've gotten involved in a very wonderful project, the Tree of Life Bible Project. Did you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, a number of things. I'm a pretty multitask kind of guy. I've been a professor for 23 years. I keep a few professorships going at a few universities, Jewish studies, Bible, history, etc. And here at the conference, I have a few books coming out, one on early Messianic Jewish history, another publisher, The Tree of Life, a commentary on the Psalms. So I'm a, you know, an eccentric theologian kind of guy. I'm a Messianic rabbi. I pastor a congregation in the Dallas area. And I speak at a lot of conferences and churches and to a lot of young people. I've had a lot of students. Other ways God uses me on the side, I'm a graduate of the police academy. I keep a reserve commission in Dallas as a detective. So I take some people to church, I take some people to jail. It's all good. Some people need to go to each place, I suppose. So I have my life, and I try and live it and enjoy it, and I hope people are getting some benefit from it, even the bad guys.
Sounds to me like God has given you so many talents and you're involved in so much. Do you ever have time for just rest and relaxation?
Oh yeah, that's why God created my Harley Davidson motorcycle. I go out with friends and ride in a club, and I do that. And my wife and I do ballroom dancing. We're very proficient at that. When we dance, everyone looks, because we've been taking private lessons for years. So
my husband will definitely be listening to this interview. I will see to it.
Well, let me just give you a piece of advice and all the other ladies. I would have never done it. They'd be selling snow cones in hell before I'd go ballroom dancing. But it was our 18th wedding anniversary, and my wife got this package of tickets. And so because it was the anniversary, I had to do it. And then she just, when we finished those lessons, she just didn't let me stop. And then once a guy gets good at it, then, you know, you kind of get motivated.
So let me get this straight. You are a dancing theologian who rides a motorcycle and writes books. And teaches.
And arrests people. Get it all, lady.
Sorry.
You know, I think all of us have interesting lives, more than we credit ourselves with. Or we could if we would just have a little gusto and desire to follow our dreams. Most people live life under a rock, afraid to experiment, try some new things. But, you know, I have problems in the world, but that's not one of them. I think it's best to, you know, go with God and roll the dice against an uncertain future. Get there and live a little bit.
Amen. Well, I have to say that I know you are so busy, and it's a miracle that I've actually cornered you and that I'm having this opportunity to talk with you live here at the Messiah Conference. It won't be live when I play it on the air, but right now it is live. And I am just so thankful that you have given me this short amount of time to tell me your story. And what's next for you? Are you working on any projects that we can all find out about? And how can we get your stuff? How can we get your books and find out more?
DrJeffreySeif.com, DrJeffreySeif.com. Books are there. I have a few books coming out here at this conference and some other things in the pike. But mainly, never mind me, kudos to you, getting behind you, those that are out there in the broadcast world trying to tell the story. You know, I'll survive. I worked in media for the longest in television. There was a guy, Zola Levitt, who died, and I took that over 5 years. And I know it's tough, and blessings to you. You know, rabbis and rabbis' wives get out there and work with communities. You never see yours unless they write you, call you, send you some response. And let me encourage everybody to do that and get behind Ethel. You know, those that are trying to tell this Jesus Jewish story, it's a tough one. And kudos to you for all you do, and let's get behind you in the doing.
Oh, thank you so much. Lord bless you, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. Shalom.
Shalom to you.
I got to tell you that was one of the shortest interviews I've ever done, but he covered everything. He told us his story from soup to nuts, from A to Z. And this is the first time I'm listening to it since the summer, and I forgot how enjoyable it was, how funny he is. And it was such a blessing for me to speak with him. So again, that was DrJeffreySeif.com. Go to his website, buy his books. Wow, that was a lot of fun. I love doing this radio program. I love interviewing people. You know, everybody has a story. If you have a story that you'd like to tell on Bagels and Blessings, you can send me an email at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. Send me an email if you have a story that you want to share on this radio program, because I love hearing people's stories. Love it, love it, love it. And you know what else? I love the music of Elena Watson. Her mom and dad were Merv and Merla Watson, pioneers in the Messianic movement. Are you awake? Awake, O Israel!
Awake, O Israel, put off thy slumber and the truth. Shall set you free.
Ted Pierce.
Righteousness and
Samuel from her new CD, Promises, Odecha.
I will praise Yeshua, Odecha, Odecha,
Praise the Lord. And now it's time for Phil Klein with the Aaronic Benediction.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha Yair Adonai panavalecha v'ikunecha Yes, Adonai, Paramalecha, V'yasem Lecha, Shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying, Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Be sure to listen to the program next week right here on WDCX 990 AM. Shabbat Shalom!
Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Ethel Chadwick.
We're different. Listen to Life AM 990.